Hello and welcome back to Missing Link on the radio. I am your host, Missing Link, and this is going to be episode 2 of season 2. This is on a very new find of mine. This is going to be on an artist called Coulter. Of course, in season 2, we're going to be doing more artist focused in side A. And Keep Side B is, very usual, very typical, and very gritty self. So in this episode, we're starting out with an artist called Coulter. And a little bit of background on Coulter. Coulter is actually an alias of another artist that I know and love very much, and that's Joko. I've spoken about Joko before on the podcast. He is an exceptionally good artist from Cologne, Germany. And so he's decided to go on this new journey under this new pseudonym Coulter. He actually has sort of a duo artist with himself and Chris Stussy, another real favorite of mine. And both of them are called Stusco. I've played lots of tracks from Stusco over the last sort of year or so on the podcast, the last year or 2 years. And so we're going to focus here inside A, first of all, on this beautiful minimal tune. Check this out. This is called Final Checkpoint by Coulter. And then I'm going to go into a bit more like breakbeat stuff. He's being a little bit more experimentative, doing a lot more experimentation in this new artist that he's working with. And we're just going to have a good time. I'm going to hang out. And then later on side B, I've got an absolutely killer mix. I'm going all across Europe. It's going to be just unbelievable. I can't wait to let you guys hear it. For now, though, I'll shut up for a bit and let you listen to this track by Coulter. This is on Berg Audio. This is where he puts out most of his tracks, on Berg Audio. Fantastic record label. Joko really well, then you'll know this sounds actually, it does sound a lot like a lot of the Joko tracks, which makes sense, right? He's the same guy, and there's a lot of those same underlying bass tones, kick drums, and the sort of background pad, you know, the pad synth that you hear. It's very Joko like and I'm loving to hear it. You know, he's had so many different pseudonyms and stuff over the years, and he just keeps reinventing himself, which is really, really cool that we get to sit here and listen to it and listen to his journey. You probably hear I'm mixing in now. I'm mixing in, this is called Seducer by Coulter. This is one of his more like breakbeat tracks. This is going to be really interesting. This is going to be like something that I've never really played on the show before. And I'll just mix this in real nice for you right here. Here we go. Seducer.
at least once in their life. It may be a touch, a look, or a narcissistic projection.
Definitely arrived. This is awesome. You know, I came across this and I was just thinking, I mean, this is just this is something really cool. Breakbeat, but in that typical minimal style that I know and love from Joko in Cologne, Germany. I mean, this is just cool shit, man. And it's all the same BPM as house music and minimal, so super easy to mix in. I love this stuff. This is awesome. I really hope that there's a lot more of this, because I am all here for it. Listen to this breakdown.
The act or process of being enticed into sex or lured into wrongdoing.
This tune is huge, man. This is on Pilot UK, a label I was not very familiar with until today when I heard some of these tunes, man. I'm a huge fan of this. Let me know what you think of this as well. Like, maybe this is going to be the future of where things are going for this sort of thing. This is pretty cool. Now, I think a lot of other artists could bring their sort of breakbeat stuff. This is almost... it's almost a little bit, you know, sort of late 90s garage-esque sort of tunes, more garagey, more deep house kind of stuff that I remember from sort of like sort of that 90s flavor. So I'm hoping it stays around, man. I hope they make something of it. And there's so many layers here. Like, if you unpick this, you got the guitar, you got the bass synth that comes through, you got the breakbeat. Masterly put together the track. I mean, Joko just hits it out of the park almost every single time that he makes a song. Yeah. Make sure to follow this guy, Coulter. Let me know what you think as well. I've got an Instagram. I love taking messages, so hit me up on Instagram. It's 404_missinglink. Or go to my brand new website. I got another one coming up. I'm only going to play two breakbeat tracks today. We've got Coulter again on this one, on the same record label, Pilot UK. Different releases though. This is going to sound even more old school for you, for those people that sort of grew up in the 90s and heard some of this garage stuff, especially the UK scene. It sounds, you know, very you know, UK garage, I got to be honest. We'll be right back. I am so hyped right now. I feel like I am putting the future out there on the airwaves right now. Something special, man. I'm serious. I feel like this could be big. This kind of music could definitely come back. I know one of the God, that is cool. Just keeps impressing me, this kind of music, man. Cultus, he stands out on his own, really. You know, you're not going to find any samples or stuff that's been copied from other artists here. It just sounds epic. I feel like this is like a spacey, downbeat version of like an old Prodigy tune. You know what I mean? Like when the Prodigy were really big, I feel like this would have been, I could quite easily hear like, smack my bitch up, like right over this beat, man. It's so cool. And we're only at 133 BPM. Like usually, you know, that's beats per minute for people that don't know that. Beats per minute, right? So that's, and we're at 133 beats per minute. And usually house music is gonna be around 124 to 128. That's where you're gonna see most house minimal. So we're not even outside the real realm of speed here. Drum and bass is right up at 170, 180. So I can just drop a minimal tune right after this. I mean, it's awesome. Called Do Not Resist, obviously the original mix on Pilot UK. I've got two more colder songs to play before we get into side B. Maybe more typical minimal tunes. Coming up next is Activated. This is one of the newer tracks by Coulter. It's in F-sharp minor, and it's going to be on Berg Audio again. Actually, I tell a lie, I've got three more. Yeah, I've got Activated to play. Oh yeah, we got loads of stuff to go. Here we go. now we're talking. That's what I'm used to. That's the kind of sound that we're used to. Listen to how much energy this tune has as well. He's so good at building up this energy. And the funny thing is, this is the exact same artist. This is not a remix of someone else's tune. You know, you'd never know. Name me another artist like this that could go from breakbeat stuff and go straight back into something like this. You know, equally the same quality as well. Absolutely just unbelievable music. Alright, it's good to be back. First proper episode back. I hope you enjoyed the previous one, and I hope you didn't tell anyone about it, because it's, you know, just a bonus. And if I didn't know otherwise, I would have said we were inside B right now. I mean, we'd be right at home inside B with these tunes. Huge track. Feeling on this one? Are you warmed up yet? You should be. Next up, we're going to cheat a little bit. This is going to be a song by Joko and Coulter. So I'm not really sure how that works since they're exactly the same person. But yeah, I would appreciate it. Joko, if you're listening, get in touch and let us know why both your pseudonyms are on the same track. Maybe it's for marketing purposes, so you know, you can get a bit more traction that way. This is called My Crib, and it's going to be the Sydney Charles remix. So, love Sydney Charles. I've been a real big fan of him for a long, long time. Good opportunity while this song heats up. I'm sure you're getting hyped up right now, but something that Sydney Charles sort of brought back a little bit in a little way is the synth organ. When I was growing up in my early teens, about 13, 14, when I was first starting to get into DJing, oh, just listen to this. Huge tune. But when I was growing up, the first album I got with this Deep House Essentials album, and it had a bunch of songs in there that had, you know, like a synth organ that was like 2013, 2014, you know, Disclosure was coming up. There was a track called F For You. Absolutely love that tune. Clapton came out with No Eyes. That was a massive track that year and still is to this day one of the best house tunes ever created. And now the synth organ is coming back. And Sydney Charles is one of those. He's not played it in this track, but you'll start to hear more synth organs coming back and back. I played a lot of it in the previous mix I made. So I'm pretty hyped by that. You know, people are thinking it's a brand new thing. It's like things go in 10-year cycles, you know. 2013, I was listening to synth organ, Deep House. Here we are, 2023, synth organ, minimal. On Heavy House Society, really nice record label. I've played lots of stuff off them. They are consistently good at selecting artists and tracks that have a, well, a heavy house feel to them. We'll be right back. coming up next is our final track of Side A. Before we get into Side B is going to be Lola Palmer's Stay, the Coulter remix. This time Coulter is going to remix something. Let's see what it's going to sound like. Again, it's on Berg Audio, where most of Coulter's stuff comes out. So if you're looking for a lot of the stuff I play today, a good place to go is to go to Berg Audio. That's B-E-R-G Audio. Let's do a little bit of bass swap here. I do enjoy a bass swap every now and again. Although I've been trying to stretch out my mixing a little bit longer because I feel like it sounds better. You get a bit more tension. Here we go. Here comes the bass line. Oh, yeah. This is Side B material right here, man. Absolutely disgusting bass line on this tune. You know, everything that Coulter does seems to just sound so clean. I don't know whether he uses a certain mastering engine or mastering engineer, but everything he seems to produce just sounds absolutely amazing. You should check him out. He's got a Resident Advisor. That's where you can check out most of the information that I get for these podcasts. It's K-O-L-T-E-R. Super simple to find online. Nice guy. And if you want to check out his history, Joko, that's going to be DJ OKO. That's going to be for his older work. I really like some of his older work because it was almost like Latin inspired. Stop. Thank you very much, Joko. I mean, Coulter. Man, I'm getting confused now. It's hard to keep track, I'm telling you. It's very difficult to keep track of artists and where they are and what they're doing with their careers and stuff. It's incredibly difficult. Once again, this track is by Lola Palmer. This is Stay. Coulter did the remix on this one, and it's on Berg Audio. Nice record label. I think half the tracks inside A are played from Berg Audio. Are you looking forward to side A? Side B. Because it's coming up in about a minute. I'll fade this track out. You should be all ready to go. I'm going to get into side B, because side B is the main event. If you're new to the show, this is how it goes. Inside A, I do a little bit of talking, and then inside B, I shut up. Thank God. And we get into some real music. Thank you very much, Coulter. I'll take it from here. I will see you inside B. Please take the tape, turn it over, and let's play. And we'll get inside B very shortly. Peace. Thank you for changing over. You're listening to side B now, and this is gonna be a super fun mix to listen to. I had a lot of fun making it, and as well, it's gonna go all over the place. It's gonna go really techy in the beginning, then go more upbeat, and then more downbeat towards the end. So once again, check me out on my website. That's where all my social links are. That's 404missing.link. Enjoy this mix as much as you can. It's going to be epic. Peace.
We'll be right back. buy cars, make you cut cards, make you fall real hard in love. She's a man, it'll make you work hard, make you spend hard, make you want all of her love. She's a man, it'll make you buy cars, make you cut cards, make you fall.
First time I'm I'm gonna do my thing.
thank you very much for listening to my podcast. Hope you enjoyed. We have done a serious journey today. We've gone from, you know, minimal, breakbeat, little bit of house, a lot of deep tech, and even some more, you know, more cheesy stuff from Paluma in there. I can't help myself. That guy is super talented. I'm going to do an episode on him soon. Paluma is an amazing artist from Down Under, and he has a very simple formula, which is take a very popular mainstream song, put it on a minimal beat, and make something happen. And quite often, he makes an absolute banger. I mean, the guy is super talented. I will see you guys next month. A bonus episode is coming up on lo-fi. So if you're a fan of lo-fi or you want to just chill out for a bit, I highly recommend you tune into that as well. I'm always trying to push the boundaries and push out new genres. I tried it today with breakbeat. So yeah, lots of really cool stuff done next month. If you enjoyed the show, I'd appreciate if you leave me a review. If you're on Apple Podcasts or wherever you're listening, leave me a review. It helps out a whole bunch. And give me a follow on the socials, Instagram, Twitter, or whatever the hell you use. I'm always on there. I'm always ready to reply if you want to make any suggestions or just give any feedback. I really appreciate it. I have a new website coming up. You can have a look at some of the history of the podcast, how it got started, where it's at now. It's not quite finished yet, but you can visit it anyway. It's at 404missing.link, and it has all my socials there as well, so it makes it super easy. Thank you very much for tuning in. Peace.